FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Chris Farrell, our guest again this morning. Great to have him back. And he is the director of investigations there for Judicial Watch. Chris, how are you?
Doing very well. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on. And I'll tell people why I said what I said about the fact that you don't give up very easily. Because, you know, the whole email investigation into Peter Strzok and the Department of Justice and all this, there hasn't been any much discussion of it recently, but you guys have continued to file Freedom of Information requests to get all of these records. What did you find out right at the end of last week?
Well, I think to kind of echo what you're saying, you know, I've been at Judicial Watch now for 20 years, and I can assure you that we are anything, if there's anything we are, it's persistent.
Yes.
Right? We dig and dig and dig. And it's nonstop for us with respect to not just filing FOIA requests, but also litigating these cases. I mean, very often all of our work comes down to getting in front of a federal judge, you know, having filed a lawsuit because the government fails to respond to our requests, and just persistently going after the government, compelling them to abide by the law. And that's really the reason why people see so much work product from us and so much uncovering of records and documents is because we're not worried about the next 24-hour news cycle, or we're not worried about, like a congressman who wants his eight-second soundbite. We dig at this relentlessly. And so the payoff is that we get records and documentation that really nobody else gets because we have a kind of a long view on this. Most recently, we picked up some more documents that had to do with emails going back and forth about a chart of violations that was developed showing all the ways in which Hillary Clinton broke the law, national security crime law, specifically 18 U.S. Code Section 793F, which is a mishandling of national defense information. And surprise, surprise, while Comey was busy trying to invent ways to exonerate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, other persons within the FBI and the Department of Justice actually made up a chart showing all the ways she had violated the law.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, that's amazing. And of course, I'm just talking about Andy McCabe a minute ago. One of these exchanges that you guys discovered relates directly back to Andrew McCabe, correct?
It does. And it's interesting because it kind of shows the back and forth within the Department of Justice and the FBI, some characters involved in the whole saga that are not necessarily household names. For example, a guy named George Toskos, who was deeply involved in what was referred to as mid-year exam, which was their nickname or code name for the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
Right.
You know, other folks, a guy named Michael Cortan, who was the public affairs guy at the FBI, because he's trying to do all the damage control and come up with all the spin language to explain how, you know, oh, well, what we're doing is completely normal and entirely routine. And, you know, so it's very intriguing. All the documentation, the most recent batch is about 186 pages of stuff. And all that documentation we put up on our website, which is judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. And so people can go and look for themselves and read these email exchanges. And then going back, you know, months and months, we have all of the Strzok page text messages. And again, I mean, I sound like I'm tooting our own horn, but frankly, without our litigation, these documents never would have come to light. The Justice Department and the FBI had told congressional investigators drop dead over and over again.
Right.
And it's only through our litigation, through a court ordering them to produce these records, that any of this material ever came to light.
Well, you know, just the text messages we've seen, and again, we're talking to Chris Farrell here from Judicial Watch, just the ones we saw between Strzok and Page and some others were jaw-dropping. But the ones that you...
They're outrageous. I mean, these people they're not just talking bad about, you know, the president or people in his inner circle. There's this condescending sneer of people, you know, Strzok goes into a Walmart in Southern Virginia and says that, you know, he can smell the Trump supporters. I mean, that gives you that's his state of mind, right? That's his whole philosophy and his approach to, with respect to persons that support the president. And yeah, that speaks volumes.
Well, it does. And in the background of all of this, these emails are taking place. We know the conversations that took place regarding these emails with Strzok and Andy McCabe. One of the quotes was, "I'll make sure Andy tells Mike to keep these in his pocket." In other words, the list of reasons we're pretty sure she violated the law. Andy McCabe apparently wasn't inclined to push the case any more strongly than Jim Comey was. And these are the same people, he's now on 60 Minutes last night, telling people that they were so concerned about Donald Trump, though, they were going to invoke the 25th Amendment to get rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it at the top of the segment with respect to McCabe. You know, this is a book publicity tour, right? This is him trying to recast and reframe himself as some sort of guardian of democracy. Look, this guy's a schmuck, all right? He's a lowlife who took it upon himself to abuse and alter and twist the law to meet his political objectives. He got caught. He was dismissed. He was fired from the FBI. And now he's trying to reinvent himself as some sort of American hero. The guy should be in jail. He shouldn't be going on a book tour.
Yeah. Boy, but well said. In terms of what this says about Comey and his ultimate decision, separate from prosecutors, to not recommend prosecution in this case, does this blow the top off of that, what you've uncovered here?
Yeah, I mean, this shows that, yeah, they've already drawn their conclusions. They're predisposed to letting Hillary get a pass. They're deliberately suppressing a chart that shows all the violations of law. You know, it's their communications internally talking about, well, why did we even develop this thing? And, well, we got it, but, you know, don't use it. Don't show it to anybody.
Yeah.
Look, folks, in common sense, regular, ordinary, everyday Americans can scroll through these documents and they will draw their own conclusions in about 2 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, this is not, you know, arcane legal theory or sophisticated, investigative techniques. This is just regular, plain common sense.
Yeah, it's a great point. Chris Farrell, listen, we appreciate your time. I'll direct people to your website, judicialwatch.org.